When I see a sunflower, for some reason, it just makes me happy. I'm not unique. The sunflower emoji is a symbol of love and happiness. But those big, cheery yellow blooms aren't just pretty faces. Sunflowers are good at absorbing toxic radiation. After the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster in Japan, millions of sunflowers were planted nearby. What's more amazing, it's been discovered that these yellow flowers can communicate and actually collaborate with each other. A team of scientists from the University of Alberta in Canada found that sunflowers are aware of each other's existence and react to one another. For example, if there are two sunflowers planted next to each other, they can agree to work together in order to benefit from their food source. Professor James Cahill is a lead author of the team that discovered this.
When I was a graduate student, we were taught that plants just receive and they don't do much. What we're actually finding is that the behavior of plants and plant roots is as complex as we see in social animals and in most any other study system.
But it's not always harmonious in the sunflower fields. They can act selfish, too, and borrow a textbook move from the first grade playground. When one sunflower perceives a future threat from a neighboring sunflower, it will suck up the nutrients from its roots as quickly as possible before the intruding neighbor can get to it.
Plants make a lot of decisions about the social context they live in and the distribution of nutrients. And we've, as scientists, have really underestimated how complex the life of a plant is.
And scientists are finding that it's not just sunflowers that communicate. Acacia trees in South Africa warn each other in the form of a gas if their leaves are being eaten by antelopes or giraffes. And Argentine cabbages can also send out a gas to alert their neighbors of predators nearby. It's kind of like a botanical crime watch.